Good morning, early birds. You've caught the worm. A podcast from Yellowstone Public Radio and our friends at Montana Public Radio, bringing you the latest news of the region. I'm Carl Lengel, your host. It's Tuesday, 30th of December, 2025. The state announced Monday a federal program focused on funding rural health care will provide over $1 billion to Montana. Montana Public Radio's Victoria Traxler reports.
Earlier this year, federal lawmakers created a $50 billion program to support rural health care. It came as a result over concerns that cuts to Medicaid will shutter many rural hospitals across the nation. Montana's health department requested at least $500 million from the fund to help stabilize its rural health systems. The state was awarded up to $1.2 billion from the five-year program. Montana received the fourth highest funding award of all 50 states. State health officials' plan for the funding is broad, but the goal is to promote five main initiatives, including improving workforce retention and increasing healthcare access. In Missoula, I'm Victoria Traxler.
Montana forecasters say 2025 was the second most active year for severe weather in at least four decades. Montana Public Radio's Austin Amistoy takes a look back at our year in weather.
After a weirdly warm December, some Montanans may be wondering where all the snow is. Great Falls National Weather Service meteorologist Austin McDowell reminds us to hold our horses.
Definitely urge people to be patient. When it does get here, it can thump really hard.
2025 opened much the same way it's going out, with temperatures warmer than usual. Montanans got a winter wake-up call starting in mid-January when a powerful snow event dumped as much as 2 feet in parts of central Montana. A cold snap followed in February that plunged wind-chilled temperatures as low as 45 below in the central region. Mountain snowpack heading into fire season this year was about 80% of normal in most of the state. But large wildfires never really materialized in western Montana. McDowell says that was largely thanks to spurts of cooler weather and rain in addition to snowmelt.
That would definitely encourage people to not put all your eggs in one basket when considering how bad fire season is going to be next year just based off snowpack.
Though wildfire season was more subdued, severe summer weather still rocked across the state. Meteorologists issued more than 550 severe thunderstorm and tornado warnings, the most since 2001. McDowell says the largest hailstone recorded in Montana this year was slightly smaller than a softball. That fell near Winnet in June. Fall weather was much warmer than usual, particularly in western Montana. That worked in tandem with an atmospheric river in December that dumped inches of rain in the northwest region, flooding Libby and other communities. McDowell says models still favor a colder, wetter-than-normal winter ahead, but not by much. In Missoula, I'm Austin Amistoy.
Health officials are recalling over 2,000 pounds of raw ground beef packaged at a facility in Idaho. Mountain West Food Group announced the recall after discovering possible E. coli contamination. The recall is for 16-ounce packages of Forward Farms grass-fed beef with an expiration date of January 13, 2026. The products were shipped to distributors in several states, including Montana and Idaho. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says there have been no confirmed reports of illness, but they are concerned customers have already purchased some of the recalled beef. It advised that people can still become sick from E. coli 28 days after exposure. Customers with questions can contact Mountain West Food Group. Anyone with concerns about possible exposure to E. coli should contact their health care provider. New requirements for certain foods labeled a product of the USA take effect in the new year. Federal policy changes require that only meat born, raised, and processed in the country can qualify. This also applies to poultry and eggs. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says this change will prohibit misleading labeling and ensure consumers have accurate information about where their food came from. The change goes into effect on January 1st. Missoula County Commissioners voted in December to pay $90,000 to a local bar as part of a lawsuit settlement. The Rhinoceros Bar earlier this year sued the county and the promoter of the new Zootown Music Festival for breach of contract. The bar alleged the county failed to honor an agreement that gave it exclusive alcohol catering rights at the county fairgrounds. Zootown struck a contract with a different caterer at its inaugural festival this summer. As part of the settlement, the county will keep the rhinoceros on as its preferred alcohol caterer at the fairgrounds through August 2026 and release it from catering future Zootown festivals. Coal has declined since its peak in 2008. Economists say the trend will likely continue despite the Trump administration's efforts. Wyoming Public Radio's Caitlin Tan reports from the top coal-producing state.
University of Wyoming economics professor Rob Godby is reviewing the state's coal production numbers.
This year in Wyoming, it'll be probably the second worst year ever after last year. So, you know, it's not great by historical standards at all.
The Trump administration is trying to reverse that trend by rolling back regulations, lowering fees on coal companies, devoting hundreds of millions of taxpayer dollars to industry, and opening up federal acres to mining. Godby says that's slightly slowed the decline in coal production this year, but
most analysts expect that that downward trend will continue, and really it just comes down to cost.
Starting this year, Wyoming's Naughton plant near Kemmer is no longer burning coal, just natural gas. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Caitlin Tan.
It's been about 2 months since the federal government recognized uranium as a critical mineral. A company hoping to mine in Wyoming says it's given them a boost. Wyoming Public Radio's Caitlin Tan has more.
Myriad Uranium's Thomas Lamb says the new status has piqued the interest of investors and federal agencies in his company.
It used to be you call and call, nobody answers and nobody cares. But now they answer.
Lamb's team is looking at the potential for a uranium mining site outside of Shoshone. Although the phone is ringing, he says federal dollars haven't rolled in yet.
The money doesn't just start falling from the sky. Unfortunately, that would just be great.
A critical mineral designation prioritizes uranium for national security. Right now, much of it is imported to supply U.S. nuclear power plants. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Caitlin Tan.
The Trump administration has released new plans for managing sage grouse in states including Wyoming. As Wyoming Public Radio's Hannah Mertzbach reports, some environmentalists say the declining species has become a political football.
Sage grouse protections have changed with almost every administration. So it wasn't a surprise when the Trump team unveiled its new strategy, quote, strengthening American energy security while ensuring sage grouse continue to thrive. Thrive being the operative word.
If you go out on in the sage grouse habitat, you're lucky to see a single sage grouse or a small flock.
Eric Molvar with the nonprofit Western Watersheds Project points to federal data from 2021, which said sage grouse populations declined by 80% range-wide since the 60s. He says the species will likely decline further, with protection efforts now being optional for energy producers and ranchers. Among those to applaud the new plan was Wyoming Governor Mark Gordon, who says it recognizes state management that uses the best available science. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Hannah Mersbach.
The online voting page for choosing Montana's next Welcome to Montana Highway remains open for your vote through Wednesday. Over 8,000 Montanans have voted since the site went active in November. In May 2025, Governor Greg Gianforte and the Montana Department of Commerce unveiled Montana's new brand at the world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale. Inspired by the new Montana brand's primary purpose to represent the people, places, and stories of the residents who call this state home, Commerce has invited Montanans to be the decision makers in what the new highway signs will look like at each of the entry points to the state. Three design options inspired by Montana's new brand are available. Each includes unique aspects of the new brand and elements of the state. To see the signs and cast your vote, go to Commerce's website at visitmt.com. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks has implemented a partial site closure at Whitebird Fishing Access Site on the Stillwater River near Columbus. The bridge over Whitebird Creek, leading to the site, has damaged decking and substructure and is currently unsafe for vehicle travel. Due to the conditions, vehicle access is prohibited. Walk-in access is still allowed at this time, but visitors must ensure they do not obstruct roadways, gates, or other access points when parking. FWP asks that visitors respect private property owners in the area when parking and accessing the site. FWP is working with engineers to identify repair solutions for the bridge. Whitebird FAS will remain closed to vehicle access until the bridge can be assessed and all necessary work is completed, hopefully by the summer of 2026. For updated information on FWP site restrictions and closures, visit myfwp.mt.gov. That's The Worm for this Tuesday. Catch up with us tomorrow morning. We'll have another episode for you early birds then.
The Worm is a production of Yellowstone Public Radio. Theme music composed and recorded by Zach Jones at Rapscallion Recording. Metal Art Call captured by Jay McGowan for the Macaulay Library. More information about The Worm is available at ypradio.org.